the comment just quickly. Sometimes some people seem to have a mind which doesn't distract them at all or very little, and some people's mind troubles them a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, all our minds have some conditionings, and I'd say that sooner or later everybody is troubled by their minds. It may just be that people who are in the mode of goodness, the troubles may not be that easily visible. Those who are in the mode of passion and agreement, the troubles are more easily visible.
Yeah.
Say for example, somebody is in goodness, the mind can make them proud of their goodness.
Okay.
So that is also, that ego is also a problem that comes because of the mind ultimately.
Okay.
Sometimes having an undisturbed mind can make one complacent and can make one feel that I don't need Krishna. So I have one of my uncles, he used to say, you know, yes, I believe God exists. He's happy there, I'm happy here. So it's that one of the tricks of the mind also is that it makes us feel that our mind, no, that is also possible, but other is that it may also make us feel, oh, you know, others don't have as much problems as I have.
Oh,
self-pity, you could say. You know, even with respect to the mind, you know, my mind troubles much more than others' minds. And therefore, for others to practice bhakti is easy, for me it is difficult. And therefore, others will practice, I can't practice. So, in that way, see, basically, the mind will find some way or the other to discourage us in bhakti. So, if we start doing spiritual life, the mind will say, sometimes we start doing our sadhana bhakti, we start doing seva a lot. I say, hey, what about your family? What about your financial responsibilities? What about this? What about that? And then, okay. Then we start doing them diligently. I say, hey, ultimately all this is temporary. Why are you spending so much time on this? Sure, you should practice bhakti. So especially students, I've seen that. What happens when we are bringing Krishna bhakti to students? Throughout the semester, they sometimes come for programs, sometimes don't come for programs. And then, sometimes it happens for some students, just before, a few days before the exams, when they have to study intensively, they start saying, you know, actually, you know, all this is mundane knowledge. This is mundane knowledge. And they develop a great love for Ramayana, Mahabharata, Leelamrita. I just want to read that. This is spiritual. But even there, they don't want to read philosophy. They want to read some stories.
Just distraction.
Yeah, basically, the mind always wants to look for the path of least resistance.
Okay.
So, sometimes, when spiritual life appears to be the path of less resistance than material life, the mind says, practice spiritual life. And when spiritual life starts encountering some resistance, it says, come on, go to material life. That's so much easier.
Okay.
So, whichever way we go from material to spiritual, from spiritual to material, we ask the mind, what do you want? I want you to be miserable. So, now whatever the mind we have, we can take it this way, that although this mind is troubling me, but this mind, Krishna knows that even from this situation, Krishna can get me to him. So if our mind is undistracted, it doesn't distract us much, we can say this clear mind is my opportunity by which I can serve Krishna more. If my mind is distracting, then you can say the distracting mind is my opportunity to feel the need for Krishna and to urgently take shelter of Krishna. So that way, whatever be our situation, instead of feeling that others are better or I am worse, we can simply take that situation as an impetus for intensifying our bhakti. Thank you. Yes, sir.
What about...